Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Patricia Raskin, and we are back. You are listening to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. It's such an interesting interview today. We're talking about the correlation between climbing mountains and running a successful business. They have a lot in common because one wrong step can yield deadly results. And my guest today is Don Schminka. He's the head of Saga Leadership Institute. He uses anthropology and evolutionary genetics to dispel management myths and help leaders to do a better job. He speaks to thousands of CEOs every year. And the co-author of this book, and the name of this wonderful book, is High Altitude Leadership, What the World's Most Forbidding Peaks Teach Us About Success. And the co-author, Chris Warner, founder of Earth Treks, guides expeditions up and down the most dangerous mountains in the world and utilizes those experiences to teach team dynamics at Wharton School of Finance. Together, they have identified and tested the traits and techniques that allow some people to become high-altitude leaders, capable of moving their teams and their companies to extraordinary heights of success and profitability. Welcome back, Don. All right, let's talk about the application of this to people that aren't leading businesses. Let's look at the economy right now. We're at the beginning of 2009. We have new leadership. We have a lot of hope in the works, but we have a lot of people who have lost their jobs. We have an economy that is in a recession. We have people that have lost their 401ks. We have folks that are in their 50s and 60s and are looking at starting over later in life. How do we apply these principles to them, Don?
Well, it's interesting you said it because when I was speaking at the National Press Club last month, someone said, you know, did Obama read your book because he's done everything that you needed to survive? And of course, I said, I don't think so because it wasn't out yet. But I appreciated the compliment. And then someone else said later at another speech I was giving at a conference is, did you know that GM hit all of your dangers and never did any of your survival tips? And I thought, oh, that explains a lot. So we have two examples where one uses all the survival tips, gets the presidency, and then on the other side, a company that hits all the dangers and then fails miserably. But if we take a look at our careers, I think that can all apply to us right now. And I think we have to make the choice. Do we want to succumb to the dangers, or do we want to survive? And if we want to survive, then clearly we've got to look at these things and say, look, right now there's a lot of fear going on. So if somebody who's, you know, lost a job or a career or benefits, yeah, it's just going to be natural to react like that. But, you know, accepting the death, not trying to avoid it, but embracing it, gives you a lot of freedom. And you see this throughout history where companies and even individuals, once they finally accept it, okay, we're already dead. Now what do we do? It brought a lot of freedom and power to their life and to their strategies to start thinking creatively, start thinking innovatively, and they were able to survive that fear. Selfishness could arise. Some people can start becoming selfish about what they're trying to protect in their companies, mm-hmm. putting the company at risk in doing so. And the good employees, I think, will step back and say, look, this is temporary. You know, there's a higher mission here. There's a longer-term saga. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of CEOs and managers are going to look for employees that are willing to endure and take the journey with them.
Go for the ride. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, something you write in your book that's interesting, and I don't know if it will relate to this, but I think it does.
What's that?
Stand up for ourselves. Well, you talk about comfort's evil offspring, and you say that that's what politeness is, and that we have to get away from that because it gives people an excuse for not standing up and telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, especially today. I mean, now's the time, if any, to get serious and to tell the truth, even if it's exposing some of the sacred cows that are out there that probably need to be dealt with. And this politeness thing. In fact, I wrote an article once that took off in a lot of different periodicals on how politeness eats profits. And we used it in the book as well because the issue is that, you know, sometimes we are too polite to be able to tell someone that there's a problem, or that they're doing something wrong, or that they could do something better. And you know, because we're afraid people may react, or they may get angry, or they may retaliate, and all this again feeds into the issue of you know, we want to be comfortable. We're not brave enough to do the challenge that we need to. But look, now's the time. Now's the time to sharpen the sword, and because you know, we can't afford too much politeness right now.
All right, we're coming to the close of the program. So what I'd like you to do is to give us your message. If people get one thing out of this work, High Altitude Leadership, what the world's most forbidding peach teaches us about success, what is it you want to know about success? What is it you want us to know? What's your message, Don?
I would say let's start taking care of each other. And now's the time that we should start thinking about each other and help each other avoid the dangers and really survive, because the greatest leaders throughout history have the capacity to do that, not only individually, but with their groups and with their companies.
I really appreciate it. And what you talk about in your book are 8 dangers that can sabotage anyone and any team. And those are fear, selfishness, tool seduction, arrogance, lone heroism, cowardice, comfort, and gravity. You can learn more about these folks by going to Don Schminka and Chris Warner's book, High Altitude Leadership, What the World's Most Forbidding Peaks Teach Us About Success. And the website is highaltitudeleadership.com. Thank you so much, Don. Is there anything else you want to share with us before we go? We've got another couple of minutes.
I think you've done a great job bringing this new research to light, and I think I could leave the message with the listeners that Hillary said it best. He said, "Why do you climb Everest? Why do you climb these mountains?" And he said, "You know, it's not to conquer the mountain, but to conquer ourselves." And I think if this book does a little bit to help us look at conquering ourselves at a deeper level, then that should make the world a better place.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Thank you so much. My guest has been Don Schminka. And again, the book is High Altitude Leadership, What the World's Most Forbidding Peaks Teach Us About Success. And Don Schminka is the head of Saga Leadership Institute. He uses anthropology and evolutionary genetics to dispel management myths and to help leaders do a better job. Remember, folks, you know, as I always say at the end of each program, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Write to me, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com. Read my blogs, newsletter. I'd love to have you on my mailing list. I have 3 radio programs. This is my life saga, mission, and passion all wrapped in one. And we need to make the world a better place. And having guests on like this every week does that. You know, I always say at the end of each show, you're helping me make my dream come true by doing this work. But I help you make your dream come true because I bring these incredible people to you. So let's keep them coming, and let's stay positive and happy. Until next time, I'm Patricia Raskin for Positive Living. Have a great Monday and a great week.